Yesterday was National Sorry Day, a day of remembrance for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who were forcibly removed from their families. Today also marks the beginning of National Reconciliation Week. This year's Sorry Day commemorated the 5th anniversary of Kevin Rudd's apology speech, which both apologised to the Stolen Generation and promised to reduce the inequality between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. However, many have argued that not enough has been done in the past 5 years to honour the promises made in 2008. Ellen Liebiter attended a Sorry Day event this morning and filed this report.
A future where we harness the determination of all Australians, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, to close the gap that lies between us in life expectancy, educational achievement and economic opportunity.
It's been 5 years since Kevin Rudd's historic apology, and despite promising to close the gap, many issues remain unresolved. The theme of this year's Sorry Day is still living on borrowed time, stressing that much more needs to be done to create equality between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. I attended a Sorry Day morning tea in Bankstown in Sydney's southwest this morning, and spoke to Aboriginal elders who are worried about the lack of action.
My name's Margaret Gomez. I'm the chairperson of the Bankstown Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Committee, and I'm a Yuin tribe member. We still have a 17 to 20 year gap in our health system. They've put the minimal age of kids leaving school to 17, but as soon as they turn 17, they're telling them to quit school. Yeah, there's some positives, but there's a lot of negativity. I mean, in Mr. Rudd's speech, if you listen to his whole speech or look at his whole speech, he promised that this would never happen again. With income management, it has happened.
My name is Carolyn Carter. I'm the Deputy Chair of the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Advisory Committee to Bankstown Council. And I'm a Kamilaroi woman. We've still got a lot. There's closing the gap, there's a big gaping hole there. So they still need to look at the issues of education, health, and not be taking the children away from their parents.
The loss of culture is another interpretation of the Sorry Day theme. As Aboriginal elders die, much of the oral history and culture of Aboriginal people is being lost. High school children from the local area attended the morning tea and said they are working hard to maintain the traditions of their elders.
I am Dion Compton. I am from the Kamilaroi tribe up near Piliga.
My name's Kirby Pearson. I'm from the Dungadi tribe up near Taru. We like to go and talk to elders and stuff like that.
Get to know what their background is. And we started a group up called Deadly Didgers that go around other places, play didgeridoo, and tell about what stories and all that are in the didge playing.
So are you boys worried at all about the loss of culture?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely starting to slope down, but hopefully our youth can start to pull that back up.
My name's Katrina Gomez. I'm the senior Aboriginal student for Bankstown Girls High School. It is very hard because we're like the last generation. It's hard to learn all the cultures and all the languages because we didn't experience that. We had to learn everything from our elders. It is very hard, and I am worried that it might die out sooner or later.
Margaret Gomez is Katrina's mum. She says youth involvement is vital to ensure the continuance of the Aboriginal tradition.
Yeah, well, they're our future, and if we don't teach them, it dies. We die.
Margaret's other daughter, Sammy, is also an Aboriginal representative for her high school and says days like Sorry Day are important to showcase the Aboriginal tradition.
For the importance of Sorry Day, I feel that we are proud of who we are. We are proud of where we come from, and also whatever culture we are, we can do anything.
Still living on borrowed time has been a theme of Sorry Day for 4 years now. The question is, will it change for Sorry Day 2014?
Ellen Liebiter finishing that report.